coming up on this episode of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast.
If you had the ability to make the world a better place, what would you do?
Welcome to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD, where the doctor helps you unlock your full potential by equipping you with tools and knowledge in the areas of health, wealth, and wisdom, anchored in his experience as a business executive, a physician surveyor for the Joint Commission, a former mayor, and over 50 years of experience as a general surgeon. You've got questions, he's got answers. So let's get started. Here's Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD.
You know something? I hear that Casey has won an award here recently.
Really? Casey, tell me about your most recent award that you won.
I won the Black History Month poem award.
Tell me about that.
I recited the Creation by Langston Hughes.
Yes, one of my favorites.
And recently, I won $100, but it wasn't for the money. It was for me to grow individually, and I wanted to do this poem thing because I knew that I could do it. I knew I would be able to do it. Mm-hmm. And it was a long poem. Mm-hmm. And it was challenging to learn the hand movements and the words, but I got it down quick.
Okay.
And I ended up doing it twice, one for the 8 o'clock service and one for the first time that when I had won. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you find it hard or easy to prepare for it? Did you get it all down pat?
So it was hard to prepare for because it was such a long poem. It was 3 pages long. Mm-hmm. And it was hard to prepare for, but I got it down quick because I was focused, and I made sure that I didn't play around. I paid attention to what my grandmother was saying because Sister Davis, my grandma, she talks kind of slow, but everybody understands what she's saying
because
she's explaining it. So I tried to do it like she would do it. And okay. I learned from my mistakes. I learned from all that I had. I learned like a lot about how God created the world and how it was at first. It was an empty blank space. And now he made everything happy. Mm-hmm. So I learned from the poem, and I also learned from my mistakes that happened while I practiced my poem. So it was hard to learn, but it was it ended up being worth it in the end.
How many days did you have to practice to get to that level?
As soon as I heard about the poem thing, I started looking for a poem, and after I found the poem and I sent it to Ms. Cheryl Brown, I started practicing ever since. And once it came to that Saturday, I finally did it, and I did well enough to win.
How did you decide on Langston Hughes? I've read a lot of his work, and I like it, but I'm just interested in what attracted you to his work?
Langston Hughes is a famous poet. He's real. His work is loved everywhere. I have a school project, and he is one of the famous Missourians of Missouri. So he was born in St. Louis, Missouri, and I thought Langston Hughes would be the perfect person to do a poem from, because it was a poem that I could relate to, because I was created by God. Yes. My parents were created. Everybody was created by God. So I knew like it would be a poem that I could relate to. It mm-hmm. would be a poem that I could learn from. It would be something that I'd be perfect to do, especially since he's from Missouri. Right. So Langston Hughes came to my mind as soon as I started doing that project.
I would encourage you to continue to read Langston Hughes and other poets. Poetry, one of the things I learned is one of the most important ways of getting meaning that sort of helps you, you know, when you're being challenged with things or maybe your day is not as good as you want it to be. But it's always good to read a good poem and or memorize it. You know, I even have memorized poems over the years that I will say periodically when my day is going one way or another. I was there on at 8 o'clock service on Sunday morning when you said your poem. I heard you.
I did see you. I did see you in the audience.
Did you?
Yes. Okay.
And I am delighted, being a grandparent myself, I am delighted that you listen to your grandmother and your grandfather. We grandparents love our grandkids, and so I'm happy that you did that also. If you had to give advice to other 10-year-olds about how to be successful in life, what advice would you give them?
Never back down, and to never let anyone tell you you can't do something, because if you put your mind to it, you can do it.
Right. If you can think it, you can do it. You bet. I have a saying where I said, no retreat, no surrender, which is the same thing as saying never back down. And the reason is that whatever you want to do, there are going to be challenges, you know, especially if it's something good. But if you never try, you will never succeed with anything. And you will be surprised. A lot of times you think it's going to be very difficult. You'll surprise yourself at how well you can do it, or how many times you will succeed with that. What do you want to be when you? Well, let me back up. Let me back up. What major do you want to take in college?
So I want to become a marine biologist.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want to study sea life.
Okay.
And I'm already learning about orcas and whales, and sharks and stuff. And so when I started like learning about whales and all those animals from sea life, mm-hmm. I realized that I want to become a marine biologist because okay. I love animals. I have a dog at home, and every time I see an animal, I light up. I love animals.
Okay. And
I love sea animals too. I love fish. Sure. I love sharks, even though they're dangerous.
Yes.
I love orcas because their pattern is just so beautiful. They're in the dolphin. I know they're a member of the dolphin family, but yes. They're killer. They're sharks that people say they're like killer sharks and stuff, but they're a part of the dolphin family. Mm-hmm. So I love dolphins, killer orcas, whales, sharks. I love a lot of animals.
Did you hear about the whale that was beached? I think it was in Malibu about a week or so ago. You heard about that?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I was very sad because I knew that whale. They could try all they wanted, but it couldn't be resuscitated. So I was sad when I heard about it because I love whales. I love whales. I love all types of them. I love beluga whales. I love big whales. I love small whales. I love them all. When I heard about that, I was very, very sad.
Understood. When you are baptized next month, how will you use that experience to help others?
After I get baptized, I already talk about Jesus at school and in public and stuff. So once I get baptized, I'm going to start talking about him even more than I already do. I'm going to spread the word. I'm going to basically live how Jesus would want me to live. So that's my plan.
Okay. Very good. In terms of other students who are your age, Have you learned anything from them that have that's helped you, just from your friends and your colleagues, pro or con?
I have learned things from my peers. I've learned things from their culture as well. Like some kids come from a Spanish background, and so I've learned things from them. I've learned about some of my friends' personality. I've learned about some of my peers' personalities. Mm-hmm. I learned about different languages, and I'm even learning Spanish so that I can communicate with the kids who are at my school. Good. So, because there are kids at my school who don't speak English and they speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. So I've been learning Spanish to communicate with them. And so, I've been learning from that. I've been picking up Spanish, so.
Okay, excellent. If you had the ability to make the world a better place, what would you do?
First, I would demolish racism because that's a horrible thing, and it's really bad because people who discriminate people off of their race, it's sad to hear all the stories of that happening. Yep. Like Breonna Taylor and yes. George Floyd and things. Yes. So it's sad to hear about those people dying and because of cops, sometimes of their own race. Mm-hmm. Killing people who are innocent mm-hmm. and who haven't done anything wrong.
Understood.
And sometimes I've heard things where colored prisoners, they end up being hurt or killed mm-hmm. because somebody accused them of doing something.
Right.
But they end up turning up innocent. And they're mm-hmm. already gone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's because of the ignorance of some people. Right. So,
well, I certainly agree. Banishing racism is ideal. In addition to banishing racism, what else would you do to make the world a better place?
I would definitely, I talk about, I spread the word. I'd encourage other people to spread the word as well, because I know there are different religions mm-hmm. like Judaism and Buddhism and stuff. So I know there are other religions, but in the end, we might as well all come together and celebrate all of our differences and religions and stuff, because it's better to celebrate and build each other up than take each other down and criticize each other. So I feel that would be one of the things I would do as well.
Okay. And I'm going to let you go, but I just want to ask like one other question. Let's say you got a phone call from Washington, D.C. And when you picked up your phone, you said hello, and they said hello, and they said, is this Casey, blah blah blah, and you say yes, and they say, hold please, the president wants to talk to you. So the president of the United States gets on the phone, and he says, you know, I just been having a tough day. Matter of fact, I've had a tough week. He asks you for advice about what he could do to make the United States of America, a better country. What would you tell them?
Class is in session. Hey there, podcast professor here, encouraging you to let your voice and your thoughts be heard, because you matter and what you say matters. Now, you might be thinking, professor, now that all sounds good, but how do I do that? Well, I can help you with that. Just go to thwwp.com and click on the podcast professor button for more information. And that's it. Okay? Class dismissed. Now back to the episode in progress.
Going back to that racism thing, I would tell him maybe make racism like not as legal as it is, and make weapons like not as easy to find as they are. So I would say maybe get rid of some things that you can say to a person of color or without. Okay. And I would tell him to talk to people about racial discrimination, because it's the same thing as being racist, and it's bad. So that would be the advice. Just make some things not as legal as they are. So
okay, that makes sense. So before I let you, any questions you want to ask me or Brother Hammonds? Before we end.
This is just the interview for the podcast, right?
That's correct.
So when's the actual podcast?
Well, this is the actual podcast. When we finish, Brother Hammonds is going to work his magic, and then probably in a few days or so, it'll be in cyberspace, and we'll let you and your mom and dad know, and you can just tune in and listen to the whole podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, other than that, I have no other questions.
Jesse, do you have any questions for Casey?
Well, yeah, on that last point there that you were talking about, as far as the advice you were giving the president there, do you think other kids your age or in your age group feel the same way about racism and how things are going?
I know most kids probably, it kind of sometimes, some of the kids that I know, they don't really get like government things and racial things and stuff, but the kids who do, we talk about it sometimes, and we all know it's like not good to discriminate someone off their race. Right. And so when we do talk about it, we think that it's something that we should abolish, get rid of for good, because it's a really crazy thing that people do. So I think some people do and some people don't. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know what their parents think, their family thinks. Mm-hmm. But I know that it's probably they most likely would agree with me.
Okay.
And the kids pretty much get along. There's no issues like that with them.
I've never heard of any racial things happening. There's none being said to me. Good. I've never heard of any being said to any other students. So that's just out of the picture, I guess. Yeah, you would say.
Good.
But Casey, I want to thank you for being so gracious with your time. It is extraordinarily encouraging and inspiring to listen to a 10-year-old leader. And I have said many times, when all the stuff in the world, including racism and whatever, that I'm not really worried about the future, because I have grandchildren. And my point is that my grandchildren, some of them are your age, and you give me hope for the future, because your generation is far advanced than my generation was when I was 10 years of age. And it is an honor and a privilege to be able to hear your thoughts and your words of wisdom. And at any time you want to sit down and share some words that you just want people to hear, you just let Brother Hammonds and I know, and we will give you whatever platform you need to do that. I would encourage you to continue to run for office, student council, and or other offices, because I think that allows you to do multiple things at the same time. That you can do you can be a marine biologist and be president of XYZ student council or mayor of your city or whatever. But thank you so much
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was, trust me, it was our pleasure. And so with God's grace, we wish you a blessed day.
You as well.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD. Be sure to check out other great episodes covering areas of health, wealth, and wisdom at thwwp.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out the books, blogs, and other literature in your preferred format. And don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, share, and support the podcast. That's at thwwp.com. You've been listening to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD.